The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Let's go! Yeah! For those of you that want to know what we're all about, it's like this, y'all. This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name.
It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
Good afternoon, good evening, Arizona high school sports fans. I am the coach, Scott Lovely, and welcome to today's show. Wow. You know what? It's burning up hot in the state of Arizona. But as I look out the windows, I'm looking at these clouds, and these clouds seem to surround the valley, and it looks like we're just going to get dumped on rain-wise. I would love that. I welcome that. Come on, monsoon. Cool us down a little bit. I know all you guys out there that are football players that are padding up and heading onto the fields across the valley are wishing for the same thing. Get some rain so you can cool down a little bit, because you know what? It is hot. Well, it's football season officially. First game kicked off this past weekend. We had Hamilton versus a team from Nevada. And you know, it was a great game up at NAU. And we'll talk about that game a little bit more a little bit later. But you know what? Football season has officially started. Now, across the nation, there is some news that's been made, and I'm going to hit that. I'm going to talk about several stories that are headlining across the nation as it relates to high school sports. Then we're going to take a look at, yeah, we got another one. Bonehead of the Week Award gets revisited today because we got another person that we're going to award that award to today. And then we got some congratulations going out to some other Arizona products. And then we're going to take a look at this week's series of games, because this is it. This weekend is when all the games start kicking off and things start mattering. You know, no more scrimmages against yourselves. You know, we have some teams that still have a preseason scrimmage on Friday. I know Arcadia is one of them and a couple other teams, but for the most part, the schedule tips off this week. There's kickoffs officially Friday for teams across the valley, and there's a lot of games. We're going to take a look at some of those games, some of those matchups. Some of them, man, how would you like to start off your season with a region game? Not even getting a warm up. You just got to go right into the fire. Everything counts. PowerPoints and everything on the line. So we're going to take a look at that. But let's first start off by looking at some of the news that's happening. It's taking shape across the nation. We're going to start off up in the Pacific Northwest. Man, I don't know. Maybe some of you heard this story. It's a really shocking story. Some things going on up there that nobody can account for. But up in the state of Oregon, school officials and parents are puzzled over what caused 19 members of a high school football team in Northwest Oregon to suffer muscle damage. Three of whom required surgery following their preseason camp. This happened at McMinnville High School, and these 19 players had elevated levels of an enzyme called creatine kinase. And, you know, it's shocking to hear what some of these kids went through, and we'll talk about that. But Dr. Craig Wilker of Willamette Valley Hospital in McMinnville said that high CK levels can lead to kidney failure if not properly treated. Now, there were 19 kids on this team that had to go to the hospital, three of which required surgery. Now, it's interesting because three of the players who were diagnosed with a rare soft tissue condition called compartment syndrome, which caused soreness and swelling in their triceps, they had to undergo surgery to relieve the pressure on their arms. So their arms swelled up significantly after their workouts and after this camp that they had the week after. Five of the athletes were treated in an emergency room and then sent home. The other 11 were admitted to the hospital and given IV fluids to maintain adequate hydration and prevent kidney failure. 10 boys remained hospitalized as of yesterday, and they were all in good condition and expected to be released on Monday. Today's the official day for them to start their football practices. What is it? 19 kids off of that team will be sitting on the sidelines waiting for doctors to sign off on their participation for the season, and the three are going to be waiting until their arms are healed up from the surgery that they had to undergo. Before the symptoms started this week, the players were at an immersion camp organized by first-year coach Jeff Kiernan. Winkler said, and that's the doctor, said that the players worked out last Sunday at the high school's wrestling room where temperatures reached 115 degrees. Now, of course, the first thing people wanted to talk about with this situation was, okay, well, these kids must have been on some type of supplements. They wanted to relate it to creatine. And the athletes have all denied that. So they've all said that they were not on the supplements. One of the seniors, Josh Nice, said neither they nor any of the other players have taken any supplements or performance enhancers. Now, I don't know if these kids are telling the truth or not, but you know what? All the school districts are investigating it now. The Oregon Football Association is keeping a close eye on it. They're checking the water in the area where the school's at, and they're checking the room that the kids are working out in. The normal range for CK is 35 to 232 units per liter in your body, but some students showed levels as high as 42,000, putting them at risk for kidney injury. Those with levels of 3,000 range were treated in the hospital's emergency room and released, while those with 10,000 or above were admitted. So, you know, you're looking at this situation, and after investigating it, the school district has released a statement saying that the coach is known for his hard-nosed hard-nosed coaching style, but the workouts were intense, but they were not over the edge, so they shouldn't have done anything to the kids. And so they're not looking at the coach for any wrongdoing in that situation. So that's a situation we'll just keep our eyes on, and hopefully those kids will be okay, be able to compete for the season, and they can figure out what triggered that, what caused that up at McMinnville High School, and hopefully, you know, everything works out fine. Now we're going to bounce down south to California. So we're coming from the Pacific Northwest, and we're bouncing over to California. Some of my old stomping grounds. This is over in Santa Ana. We're going to look at St. Paul High School is under investigation. Their football program is under investigation. The football staff has been suspended there. Todd Tamberg, the media relations director for the archdiocese that St. Paul belongs to, has put all but two of the coaches on administrative leave. The whole staff was put on initially, but they found out that two of the coaches were not involved. And what they're suspending these coaches for at this point is being labeled as a high school hazing situation. Yeah, it's, you know, a hazing incident that involved players last weekend. I don't know. They won't comment any further on what type of hazing was taking place or what the coaches did or how this impacted the team. But they've put the head coach and a couple of the other people on suspension. They've got the offensive coordinator and the freshman staff prepping the varsity football team over at St. Paul High School for the first game. This is the second year that this issue has come up at St. Paul High School, and they were warned last year, I guess, and they were put on notice last year, and it happened again this year. And so the media director is saying that it's something that has to be dealt with. The 33-year veteran who once owned the record for career wins with 347 games was given a clean bill of health to coach his team on Friday afternoon by his personal physician, and Coach Ancic found out that he was then being suspended by the school. So this has nothing to do with the CIF. The CIF right now is not, you know, it's not taking any action. They're not looking at it. It's being handled by the Archdiocese over in California. So St. Paul may lose a coaching staff to start off the year. So that's going to be a tough blow to their program. Now let's go ahead and go to the East Coast. We're going to look at something here that came out last week, and I looked at this, and I kind of talked to some kids about it. And if you've got kids that are drinking energy drinks to get a boost of energy for sports or athletics, stop them. You know, these energy drinks are not designed for athletes to drink and then go out and participate. Virginia is recommending to all their athletic programs that they ban energy drinks. Energy drinks like Red Bull, Amp, Full Throttle, Rockstar, and Monster, all of which promise more energy, alertness, and focus. You know, those are all attributes that an athlete should possess, correct? Everybody thinks so. They think that if they drink it, they're going to play hard, and it gives them an initial spike, but then they drop off. Hello? It's called a caffeine rush or a sugar high. These kids are drinking these and going out to participate in sports, and they're coming up to their coaches saying, "Hey, I've got cotton mouth. I feel dizzy. So the coaches asked them, you know, "Have you had any of those drinks?" Kids were like, "Yeah, I had two of them before we came to practice." Guys, come on. Don't drink energy drinks. If you need some energy, eat your lunch. And then right before you go out, you know, get a lot of water, especially in this heat. You know, we're going to talk about that a little bit more here in a bit. But Virginia is recommending the ban of all energy drinks from their high schools. Red Bull's defending their position, saying that, you know, their formula has not been formatted to deliver rehydration. They encourage people to engage in sports and also drink a lot of water during intense exercises. Really? Really? So we need you to tell us that, Red Bull. One of the coaches says it's something that their coaching staff did on their own, but as I started to do more and more research across the nation, I found out that more and more states are starting to tell their athletes, lay off the energy drinks. So there you go, parents. If your kids are prone to drinking Red Bull, Monster, and all those other energy drinks, stop them. Tell them to stop. It's not something that they should be drinking before they participate in sports. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovell. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll take a dig into more news here and give the award of Bonehead of the Week. We'll see you in a few seconds. If it ain't saying nothing. Yeah, that's right. Everybody got game. But we just here to let y'all know that PE is in full effect from right now.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
It's more than a sports show. Tune in every Friday for End of the Bench with Tony Bowie. Tony knows and does it all. Whether it's sports, business, or politics, the discussion all comes to focus in one place. You'll hear from the personalities as well as the everyday people, each bringing their own perspective to the discussion. This is a weekly forum that you'll want to be a part of. End of the Bench with Tony Bowie airs live every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. That's 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Get ready for a show that's going to take it to the next level of sports talk. Get ready for Sean Salisbury, Unfiltered. He's got 12 years of broadcast experience as an analyst for ESPN SportsCenter and NFL Live. And he has 10 years experience as a player with the Seahawks, Colts, Vikings, and Chargers, as well as the Winnipeg Blue Bombers of the CFL. You'll hear the truth and not the sidelines. Sean Salisbury, Unfiltered is not for the faint of heart. Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Don't miss the show that gives you exclusive access to your favorite pro athletes off the field and in our communities. Join host Nick Murphy for Heroes Radio. Hear it directly from the source as we take you behind the scenes with your favorite stars. It's sports, community, entertainment, and fun. And it's all part of Heroes Radio. Tune in Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific, only on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Hey, football fans, are you ready for an intelligent discussion about the Buffalo Bills and the National Football League? Are you tired of listening to talk show hosts that have never played football? Instead of answering your questions, they prefer to listen to themselves. And when they don't like what you're saying, they just cut you off. Well, that won't happen on the Jeff Nixon Sports Report. Keep it clean, stay relatively calm and rational, and the discussion will flow well. Join Jeff Nixon Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I am the coach, Scott Lovely. You know, if you want to give us a call, you can do so at 888-346-9144. Participate in the conversation. Now, here we go. A couple months back, we had an article that we pulled up, talked about a kid who was 21 years old that went back to high school, acted as if he was 17 years old, played a full season, tried to get a scholarship. So we gave away our first Bonehead of the Week award. Now we got another story. I did a show probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago talking about high school athletes and drinking and the effects of high school athletes and alcohol, DUIs, and things like that. And this parent probably should have been listening to that show, because this week we've got a Bonehead of a Week award to give out. And this Bonehead of the Week goes to a parent in Spokane, Washington. Article headline, teen girl stabbed and raped at party where mom bought the alcohol. Spokane police believe the suspect's mom may have supplied vodka to a party where a 14-year-old girl was stabbed and raped. The mother, 41-year-old Adriana McDaniel, told the Spokesman Review that she felt it was safe to supply teenagers with alcohol at home. Police were called to the apartment August 21st to investigate intoxicated teenagers and a girl bleeding. McDaniel told the police that she had purchased the alcohol for her son and his friends. She said she was in the apartment some of the time while the kids were drinking. A 15-year-old boy admitted to kissing the girl and was not being charged with the crime, passed a polygraph test, but told the police. But police say that he wrote on his MySpace page that he threw the knife in the river. McDaniel says her son has written a letter of apology to the girl, and she has written a letter of apology to the girl's mother. Come on, Bonehead of the Week. Hey, Mom, why would you supply alcohol to your underage kid and his friends? See, this is exactly what we were talking about. Dumb decisions being made to the benefit of these, to hurt these kids' futures. Come on. I mean, first off, you've got 14-year-old girls and 15, 16-year-old boys in the apartment, and you're going to buy them vodka, and then you're going to leave. Nothing good is going to come from that mix, and it took this situation for you to figure it out. I wonder if she's going to do it again. You know, this woman takes the cake. Bonehead of the Week. That goes right to you, lady. Next up, I want to just congratulate a couple kids. Now, see, here's the thing. I'm torn about this. You know, I don't know if I want to congratulate a couple kids or not, you know, because at this point in time, we've talked in the past about verbal commitments to colleges and athletes getting the opportunity to go on and play to the next level. Well, we've got two outstanding athletes, one in Arizona and one who used to live in Arizona, but will be coming back here soon, and they've both decided where they want to go play their college ball. So they've given verbal commitments. Well, this is the second verbal commitment for one of the athletes, and it's the first verbal commitment for the other. Now, you know, verbal commitments don't mean anything because they can always back out at the end and sign with somebody else. We had a conversation about that a few months back. I think it was the first week of July when we talked about the kid who committed to go to the University of Washington, and then the day that he was sitting down to sign, you know, did a LeBron James-type decision moment where he had the local news media there with several hats, and he picked up another hat and signed the letter for with Kentucky instead of going to UW like he verbaled in the beginning. So, you know, I'm not sure. I don't know if I want to jump in on the whole hype about the verbal commitments, but you know what? Why not? Who knows? These kids may end up going where they say they're going to go. So, first off, I want to give a big congratulations to Nick Johnson. Nick Johnson from Finlay Prep and up in Nevada, Arizona. Yep, that's right. Same Nick Johnson that was over at Highland High School a couple years ago, now up at Finlay Prep up in Nevada, has given his verbal commitment to the University of Arizona. Sean Miller has made some significant impacts on recruiting in the state of Arizona since taking that job 2 years ago. Now prepping for a second year at the helm, Sean Miller has snatched up one of the West Coast best basketball players, in my opinion, in guard Nick Johnson. They went down there to verbal at a spur of the moment. He said, "I just woke up today and felt like I wanted something. I felt something and I wanted to commit." So Johnson and I guess Johnson and his mom took a road trip to surprise Coach Miller down at U of A and said, "Hey, we're coming." So Johnson's going off to he had a strong junior year. He's heading back up for a senior season up at Finlay Prep. And we'll be going to U of A next year, so congratulations, Nick. Back to Arizona, down to Tucson. Next up, this athlete has committed verbally to his second college. Now, is this a serious verbal, or is this just one of those psych outs? I don't know. This is one you're going to have to watch. This guard hails from Mesa High School. You know him, Jahi Carson, point guard. Great basketball player. Somewhat of a prima donna, kind of wants the attention on him. He decided to verbal to ASU, so congratulations, Coach Sendek staff. Snatched up a great point guard if he stays. First off, he verbaled after his sophomore year to one of his schools of choice that he was very close to Coach David Grace, who's a great coach, great friend of mine. He verbaled to Coach Grace at Oregon State. Craig Robinson's group. Craig Robinson's turning that program around. As a matter of fact, he's done such a great job. The University of Oregon State has awarded him with another extension. So congratulations to Coach Robinson's staff. But now they're looking for another point guard prospect. It's not like they're not out there. They are. But Jahi went up, verbal to them his sophomore year. Backed out. He decommitted last season at the end of the year. And now has verbaled to Arizona State. 5'10" guard is going to go over and play in the backcourt with Hersey Hawkins' son. So we'll see how that gets put together. That could be an interesting matchup over there. We'll see if he sticks. That's his second commitment in as many years. So we'll see what happens. You know, that's why I'm not sure how I want to jump on that. I mean, yeah, I want to congratulate him. He's a great kid. I've had a chance to meet him, talked with his dad. His dad's a great guy. Neat, neat family. But, I mean, what's your word worth? What's your word worth? That's a question I have to ask. You know, now, I don't know what the situation was surrounding his choice, but I think it may have had a little bit to do with the fact that he went on the national tour, went with his travel team, and went over to San Diego last year during the San Diego tournament. Kind of blew up over there. His popularity really started to grow. Even though he was committed to Oregon State, he really, really started to have a strong season. And so other schools started looking at him and started, you know, enticing him a little bit and kind of got him to wane and make a commitment. But he didn't really want to make that commitment. So he kind of backed out of it. And now why make the commitment? Why not just wait to sign? Just wait to sign. That way it's not like, yeah, you get questioned all the time. Are you really going to go to ASU? Are you really going to go to ASU? I don't know. What's the purpose behind the wavering? Wait till you make your decision, then stick with it. Hopefully both those schools keep those kids. Nick Johnson is a great pickup for U of A. That's going to be a great spot for him to play. Nick, for those of you who haven't seen Nick play, Nick's got some incredible skills. Kid's got some got leaping ability. Kid jumps out of the gym. He's got a great jump shot. Can handle the ball well. He's got some big hands. Snatches the ball right off the rim. If you miss and he's under the basket, it's his ball. Nobody's taking it from him. He could take it coast to coast. I've seen some really nasty dunks. You really want to see some high school kid get slammed on? Google Nick Johnson and you'll see some nice dunks. The kid has some hops. I think that kid's going to be a pro someday. That's been my call. I think the kid's going to be a pro. Jahi Carson, good basketball player. Solid point guard, can see the court, can really get the ball up the court. He's got a nice jump shot, can penetrate and get to the rim. Knock on him is size. He's 5'10". 5'10". Pac-10, 5'10", huh? But actually, it'll be the Pac-12 by the time he gets there. It's going to be interesting to see how he's going to be that Tyus Edney-type point guard. But see, for me, in my take on it, I think he likes to shoot just a little bit too much to be the point guard at the college level. He's going to have to learn to give that rock up. He's going to have to learn to dish it and not look for a shot first. He's a shoot first, pass second, point guard. That's not going to get it cut. That's not going to cut it at the Pac-10, Pac-12 level. So you're going to have to look, you're going to have to make that slight adjustment. He was surrounded by talent last year, had an opportunity to do some really good things. Mesa's going to go through some rebuilding this year, so it's going to be falling on his shoulders. So it's going to be real interesting to see how he can carry that team and bring along talent that's younger than him. Danny Powell, 6'6", sophomore forward, now junior forward, left Mesa last year, left at the end of the season, and is now at Desert Vista High School. So he'll be playing over there this year. So he leaves Jahi without the second punch of that 1-2 combo that they had last year. Because last year they had a solid program. They had Jahi, and then they had Danny Powell, and then they had some other kids that played. Now, of course, Blondie was in the team, but Blondie was out of this team. Blondie was out for most of the season. Came in the second half of the year. So it was Jahi, then it was Danny Powell, then Blondie. Now, so good luck to those two kids. Great pickup by ASU if you can keep them, and great pickup by U of A by Coach Sean Miller. It's going to be fun to watch U of A over the next couple years develop. I'm going to really enjoy watching Nick play. Nick's a great kid. Congratulations also goes out to Chris Johnson, who signed with Grand Canyon University. I'll be checking out some of those games. Chris is a great kid, neat kid. He's going to have some success over there. This is the Coach's Corner. We got to take a break. We'll be back in a few seconds.
Found the game if it ain't saying nothing. Yeah, that's right. Everybody got game. And we just here to let y'all know that PE is in full effect from right now until the year 2000. Hey, yo, my man, sing it. Something happened,
yeah. Your internet flagship station for sports.
America Sports.
The Sports Maverick Show redefines the elite athlete by bridging the gap between parents, athletes, and the community. Host Ida Moyer, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, brings to the Voice America Network original programming, balancing the pursuit of academic excellence and sports participation. The Sports Maverick Show airs every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Listeners will be engaged in straightforward talk, spontaneous and unscripted, by the experts. Ida and her guests will explore the challenges of success and failure in sports and will help athletes and their parents navigate the transition from high school, college, and then on to the pros. We put fun back into sports and recognize role models in sports through our Sports Mavericks All-Star Award program. Tune in Tuesday evenings at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Ida Moyer and the Sports Maverick Show right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The latest business information is made simple with the Voice America Business Network. The professionals in the business world bring you live talk radio shows featuring an array of business topics, strategies for building wealth, sales and marketing, stock trading, investing, and business technology. Voice America Business hosts are professionals in their fields and bring to the airwaves weekly business discussions that offer up-to-date information, advice, and education. The Voice America Business Network. The bottom line in business talk.
It's more than a sports show. Tune in every Friday for End of the Bench with Tony Bowie. Tony knows and does it all. Whether it's sports, business, or politics, the discussion all comes to focus in one place. You'll hear from the personalities as well as the everyday people, each bringing their own perspective to the discussion. This is a weekly forum that you'll want to be a part of. End of the Bench with Tony Bowie airs live every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. That's 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
And we're back. Welcome back. This is Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely. And before we move on, I also wanted to, I got a text message here that I wanted to send some props out to Asad Woods, who has opted to sign for a college scholarship. And so I wanted to congratulate him on his late signing and pickup. And good luck to you out there, buddy. Next, we're going to talk about football. It's football season, that's right. And you know what? Real quick, a note on all you football athletes and parents who have kids who are playing football, man, load up on the water during the day. It is not the amount of water you drink during practice that keeps you hydrated. It is the amount of water that you drink during the day that keeps you hydrated during practice. And then as you sweat and you consume water during practice, that helps to keep that water level replenished in your body, okay? So make sure you're drinking a lot of water as you go out to football practices. It is way too hot out there, and too many guys are prone to heat illnesses, you know. So just make sure you're drinking enough water. That's important. I want my athletes out there to stay healthy, be safe, and have a successful season. So drink a lot of water. All right, so now this week coming up, that's it. Football season kicks off for everyone this Thursday. August 26th, we're going to start down in Tucson at Sabino High School. So Haro plays Sabino High School, tipping off at 7 o'clock at Sabino. Willow Canyon comes up to the Valley and plays Westview over at Westview at 7 o'clock. And then Thursday night. Friday night, we kick off games here in the Valley at 7 o'clock at Cesar Chavez. Mesa, the Jackrabbits, go over to Cesar Chavez and play. I think Mesa's going to get a W there, but we'll see what happens. But I really do. I think Mesa's going to have a strong season this year, coming off of last season, and I think that's going to be an interesting game to see. Then 7 o'clock at Chaparral High School, Gilbert from the Central Region takes a trip over to play Chaparral. I think that's going to be a tough matchup, but I think we're going to see Chaparral get a W early in the season. Then we're going to drop down to 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock kickoff at Coconino High School. This is, you know, this isn't probably one of those games that's like on everybody's calendars, but I'm going to tell you right now, I think you need to take a look at some of these early games with Coconino up in Flagstaff, because you want to know what's going to happen as a result of Sanagua High School closing and Coconino and Flagstaff. How are they going to benefit from that merger that's taken place after this last season? So Sanagua closed, and those kids kind of split up between Coconino and Flagstaff. So Coconino is going to be kicking off at home against Verado High School. So that's going to be an interesting matchup. So I want to kind of keep an eye on those teams up there so I can see how it starts to shake out football-wise. And then we'll take a look also during basketball, see how that shapes up. Because the Sanagua team the last several years was a pretty good basketball team. So I'm sure that's going to impact both Flagstaff and Coconino's basketball football program significantly. 7 o'clock at Desert Edge, Agua Fria hops on the bus and goes across town to play Desert Edge. Then at 7 o'clock at Desert Mountain High School, Corona del Sol kicks off its first game. Now this is going to be interesting because there were some issues that took place early in the summer. Coach Zane Zeminski had some issues early July. Was suspended for a couple days for some inappropriate comments made at practice, and then some anonymous letter was sent to the administration on behalf of some football players, and there was a big stink. You know, okay, here I'm going to say it because you know I just can't pass this up. What is with you guys and you parents and anonymous letters? If you're going to write something, have the guts to put your name on it. Otherwise, it should be ignored. All right, next. Betty Fairfax at 7 o'clock p.m. Millennium and Betty Fairfax. All right, so let's move down here. We got 7 o'clock Desert Vista. Tucson comes up to play Desert Vista, which is going to be rare because, you know, Tucson schools are starting to limit their travel. So it's going to be interesting to see how many times these teams from Tucson are going to travel up. But first one coming up is Tucson to Desert Vista. So that should be a good game. The Thunder, it's going to be interesting to see how the Thunder team shapes up this year. They've lost some significant players over the last couple years. Then at 7 o'clock at Phoenix College, Deer Valley is going to kick off against Brophy. I think Brophy's going to get a nice W there. I don't think Deer Valley is going to be much of a threat to Brophy. At Bradshaw Mountain High School, Apache Junction is going to roll up to Bradshaw Mountain. How many of you have ever seen the Apache Junction team show up? Man, I tell you what, they look like a small college. They've got their own bus. It's decorated and the whole bit. It's kind of an interesting situation to watch. But that'll be a good game. That's probably going to be a push right now. We'll have to see how that game turns out. And then you go to Northern Arizona University at 7 o'clock. Flagstaff is kicking off against Dysart. So Dysart's taking the trip up the hill to play Flagstaff High School. Probably another game that's not on a lot of people's watch list, but it's on mine because I do want to see how Flagstaff benefits from the closing of Sanagua. I'm sure there's going to be some significant impact for both of those schools. So we're going to see what happens there. That's one of the ones that I want to watch. 7 o'clock at Campo Verde. Coronado travels out there to play Campo Verde. It's going to be a good year for the quarterback at Coronado. This could start them off real well. So it's going to be interesting to see how Coronado's team bounces back after their early exit from the playoffs last year when they should have probably gone a little bit further. But that kid, Alex Regis, I think it is his name is. He's going to be a tough quarterback this year, so it's going to be fun to see the numbers that he puts up in that game. Then we're going to travel down to, let's see here, Marcos Deniza at 7 o'clock. Marcos Deniza has Mountain View from Tucson. Mountain View Marana is coming up to play Marcos Deniza. Marcos Deniza's squad is going to be loaded this year with a couple major Division I prospects on the offensive line. It should have an opportunity to move the football. They've got some great things planned out there this year, as we heard from their coaching staff. So it's going to be fun to watch their season progress. Down in Tucson at 7 o'clock, Palo Verde. Catalina Foothills travels over to Palo Verde High School to open up the season, and that's going to be a good matchup. Then, let's see here, you've got Peoria, 7 p.m. kickoff at Peoria. Buckeye travels over to play Peoria at 7 o'clock on Friday night. All these games are Friday night, so you can only go to one. Pick one and get out there and take a look. And I'd love to have you shoot me an email and sum up the game from your perspective. 7 o'clock, Perry is playing Casa Grande. Casa Grande comes all the way across the valley to play Perry High School down in Gilbert. And then at 7 o'clock at Pinnacle High School, Boulder Creek comes rolling in. Their basketball program had a great year last year. See how their football team shapes up this year. Let's see here. All right. Oh, Liberty High School. That's the other one I wanted to look at there. 7 o'clock at Liberty High School, Sunrise Mountain. Now, Liberty is I think they're going into their second year of varsity sports and had a very successful season last year, I would say. So it's going to be fun to see how well they bounce back in their second year. Are they now that they have the target on their back? Coming in, there's been many people who have said it's easy to climb to the top of the mountain. It's very difficult to stay on top of the mountain. So now Liberty has climbed to the top, and they're sitting on the top and after their first year. So it's going to be interesting to see how well they can fight to stay on top of that mountain. So congratulations to that staff and that program, and good luck to you this season. Now, the next game we want to take a look at is, man, now how would you like to kick off your first game? Now, see, here's the thing. You start your season off. You've been practicing against each other for a couple weeks. You've been in this heat. You know, it's hard to focus in this heat. You haven't played much at night. So the coaches probably in the last several days will practice at night with the lights on so the kids start to get the feel for it. And, you know, the kids are getting their uniform for the first time. And they're stepping on the field for the first time of the season. And typically when you do that, you expect some errors. You expect kids to you know, there's going to be a couple kids who mentally won't be focused because it's the first night. Mom and dad are sitting in the stands watching them, that kind of thing. So you know your football team's going to be a little rusty. It takes a little bit to get sharp. Well, you don't have much time to get sharp in the Central Region. You've got 7 o'clock on Friday night at Mesquite High School. Desert Ridge rolls in. That's a region game. You're talking about PowerPoint's first game out. You didn't get to shake off the dust, shake off the cobwebs, and get into the groove or have a rhythm or anything. You're talking about first game out. PowerPoint counting, and it's good to – there we go, in the region. So that's going to be an interesting situation. Now, I understand PowerPoint's for all of the teams, but still, region is region. Region is something you'd like to build up to. Next up, take a look at Mountain Point High School, 7 o'clock. Dobson takes a trip over to Mountain Point across the valley to play. 7 o'clock at Raymond Kellis. Glendale moves in, tries to knock Raymond Kellis off. 7 o'clock at Red Mountain, Westwood takes a trip over to play. Now you've got it's 7 o'clock at Phoenix College. St. Mary's is playing Hamilton. Hamilton's going to have to bounce back after they've got a short week after a big game against Bishop Gorman. Now, they played on Saturday. Now this week they play on Friday. And we'll talk about how that's going to impact them and what are we looking at when we look at this type of a game coming off of that type of a game. Because that was a big game, Hamilton versus Bishop Gorman, up at NAU this past weekend. And we'll talk about that when we get back. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach, Scott Lovely. We'll be back in a few seconds. I got game. She got game. We got game. They got game. He got game. It might feel good. It might sound a little something. I found the game if it ain't.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
They need to bitch his ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
Each week, take a visit inside the locker room of your favorite sport with Dez Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis as they bring you sportsmanlike conduct. As a current player, Dez Clark can bring you inside the sports world like nobody can. His co-hosts represent the fans of the sports world. With both points of view on the table, it becomes an engaging and entertaining program, to say the least. Sportsmanlike Conduct can be heard Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Get ready to talk sports with someone who definitely has an opinion.
but respects yours as well. The beginning of every week is Crunch Time with Keenan Howery. We'll talk about what happened this weekend and what to look forward to next weekend. Keenan and his guests are ready to discuss the issues with you about football and sports in general. It's Crunch Time with Keenan Howery every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. And make your voice heard.
If you know what's good for you, then you're going to log on to VoiceAmerica.com every Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear the dopest outdoor hunting and fishing radio show ever, The Great American Outdoor Trails Radio Magazine with me, Trav, of course, Bad Boy Jim Ferguson, and here's a little shout-out from some of our homies.
Hey, this is Ted Nugent.
Hey, this is Bill Engvall.
Hey, everybody, this is Michael Waddell.
Hi, this is Hank Williams, Jr.
Once again, that's every Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific on VoiceAmerica.com. And for Jim and Trav, I'll see you guys on the trail.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I am the Coach, Scott Lovely, and we are talking about games on tap this week. That's right, first week of football season is kicking off here. And we were talking about Hamilton having to bounce back on a short week after having played Bishop Gorman up at NAU this past weekend to play at Phoenix College against St. Mary's. That is going to be a good football game. Now, let's first talk about this past week's game with Hamilton and Bishop Gorman, and then we'll go into the significance of that game and how it might impact this game. Now, Hamilton ended up winning the game 24-17. So congratulations to the Hamilton. That was a nationally watched game, and though both teams are nationally ranked, and that was covered on, I believe it was Fox Sports on TV there, and it was an overall good game. Now, the game came down to the last minute, I believe it was, in order for Hamilton to get the win. It was a back-and-forth game. I think it was tied 17-all with 2 minutes left to go, and Hamilton got the ball and drove it up the field and scored on a one-yard touchdown run by Kyron Poe. Okay. Now, the quarterback led the team to a victory at Hamilton. Now, congratulations to that win. Now, here's the thing. It was one of the toughest games probably that Hamilton's going to see this year. They were ranked number 9. Bishop Gorman's ranked in the national polls, and they just came off of a 15-game win streak, so this broke their win streak. Bishop Gorman is one of the top teams in Vegas and will have another successful season this year. Now you're looking at probably a 14-game win streak that they're going to go on after this loss because they'll refocus and take it out on the next couple teams that they play. Now, here's the thing about Hamilton. Hamilton playing probably their toughest game of the year to open up and then going against St. Mary's, is it a letdown? Are they going to be like, well, this isn't as big a game as last week? You know, Bishop Gorman is better than St. Mary's. So, you know, Coach Bells has got to keep him focused over there. He's got to keep him focused. Because if he doesn't, they could fall. And, you know, this is going to help them in their rise in the polls, having beat Bishop Gorman. But any slip will hurt this team nationally. Now, does it matter? National rankings? Let's talk about that for a second. Does it really matter? Because there is no national football playoffs. There is no national champion. So does it really matter if they're ranked nationally? No, not necessarily. But there's prestige attached to being ranked in the top 5, top 3, top 2, top 1, or be the top dog in the nation ranked in the polls. Now, I understand there are different polls. But if a program like Hamilton It does nothing but good things for us in the state of Arizona if you have teams like Hamilton and Centennial ranked nationally. So we should be rooting for those teams. We should be rooting for those teams to continue to succeed at the national, in their national stage, in the debuts that they have against teams nationally, in the playoff games that they have. You know, we should be rooting for those teams to have success so that the football landscape of Arizona continues to get the recognition that it's getting with those teams ranked in the top 20. Top 25 teams. I think it'd be great. Like I said last week when we had our guest on, I think it'd be great to see a game between Hamilton and Centennial. I think that'd be a great football game at this point. Both teams are nationally recognized. Both teams are on the climb. Both teams seem to be hungry. That would be a great thing to see, and it would be good for Arizona football. So that game's at 7 o'clock at Phoenix College. Over at Mesa Community College, 7 o'clock, Independence against Seton Catholic. Seton Catholic uses Mesa Community College as their home field, as does St. Mary's use Phoenix. Seton Catholic uses Mesa Community College, and St. Mary's uses Phoenix College as their home fields. So those are a couple games to get out and watch. Let's see here. I think that's about it. I know you've got 7 o'clock at Skyline High School. Chandler football team kicks off against Skyline. I know that this week they're kind of scrambling to figure out what they're going to do. I know that they just lost a quarterback, Jordan Morgan. Evidently, he moved up to the Pacific Rim area to play up there somewhere. So good luck to him there, and good luck to Chandler. So what they thought they had during the summer, they don't have anymore, evidently. Thanks to Kyle Odegaard, told us that last week when he was on the show. So there's a lot of football on tap. Get out, support some high school footballs, buy a high school football T-shirt from one of these programs, and wear it around. You know, spread the word about the Coach's Corner as well. We're going to try and have some athletes from all across the state on this year. Last year we had some kids on that we talked to and interviewed about their season. We've had lots of coaches comment about the show and how much they enjoy the fact that the show is on and that it's giving recognition to the athletes and the kids. So we're going to do that. We're also, over the next couple weeks, going to try and pull in a couple of community college coaches, talk about their season, talk about some of the key guys they picked up from the region, from this area, over the last several years, and how they're shaping up and where they're headed out to, because a lot of these college coaches are placing athletes after the junior college experience to Division I, Division II, Division III schools. So we're going to hear a little bit about that. We're also going to pull in next week, we're going to talk to the Superintendent of Public Instruction candidate, Penny Cotterman, who's going to join us, and she's going to tell us her views on high school sports and what she's going to bring to the table if she takes the reins of being Superintendent of Public Schools Instruction. So we're going to have one of the big dogs come on the show, talk to us a little bit about what her platform is and how she supports high school athletics, what she thinks high school athletics should be, how it should be treated, how coaches should be treated, how athletes should be treated, how she's going to impact sports. Some of the problems that we see every day that we keep talking about, this is one of those big wigs that could help us get some of those things done. So you get to hear her perspective and hear if she's the candidate that you want to vote for SPI, Superintendent of Public Instruction. Candidate Penny Cotterman is going to join us. Also, we're going to take a look at some of the results of the first week's games. We're going to take a look at some of those games that I just talked about. We're going to take a look at some of those games and how they played out. We're going to see how kids are starting to look, see if there's any key players that are coming out from underneath the shadow of other players that have graduated, and how some of these kids are starting to fill in the gaps for their coaches and their staffs. We'll take a look at AIA power rankings. We'll talk about that. We'll kind of remind you how they work, and then we'll look at how some of the teams this week will fare and how they ended up putting themselves in the PowerPoint positions. Also, we'll take a look at some of the key matchups for the following week. So Monday, we'll take a look at who's going to play, just like we did this week, and the games that are coming up and impacts of how those games might shift some region competitions. Because you know what? Early on, the earlier you play region games, the earlier the picture of a region comes into play. And, I know region doesn't really matter a whole bunch, but still to the kids it does. to the kids, it matters. Region play still is key because, you know what, there's nothing like being told at the end of the season, you are region champions. There were parents and there were kids wearing region championship shirts all over Arcadia because they won the region, and it was the immediately those shirts were out. Coach Ellison did a great job getting those shirts out in the hands of the community and the athletes as soon as they had confirmed that they had won the championship. And there's a sense of pride for a program, so region does matter. Wow, it's another week, another show in the can. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely. I want to thank you for listening. Shoot me some emails. Let me know if you've got some topics you think we need to discuss on the show. Remember, this is Coach Lovely saying, leave it better than you found it. We're out. Another week. Peace.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody got game. But we just here to let y'all know that P.E. is in full effect from right now until the year 2000. Hey, yo, my man, sing it.
The game's over for another week, but come on back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for another discussion about high school sports and more on the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.